Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Man Baggage. I'm Russell Kane. Welcome. This is the space where I gather men together and force them to talk about the issues we wish boys would talk about. The list is so long, ladies, of requests. What do men really think about losing their hair? What do men think about their height? Why does my boyfriend like my best friend's picture on Instagram? Because we're pervs. Most of the answer is because we're pervs, even for those. Why do we wish we were taller? Because we're pervs and get more pussy. Why do I wish I had more hair so more women look to me? See, it's just the same answer over and over again, but we're stringing it out into a long-running, ever-running series where we pretend men have emotional complexity worth exploring. I'm only joking. We do. We do. It's emotional complexity plus boner equals man. There you go. Solved. End of series. We go deep. Sometimes we've had grief. We've had miscarriage. We've had suicide. We do all those things. We're not scared of them. It's just my observation that men, particularly men of a certain background, working class background, or from backgrounds where the men before them aren't particularly emotionally literate, we're not so good at sat round with our cups of coffee, holding our steaming mugs in comfortable cardigans, going, can I just share my problem so I'm not suicidal? As lovely as that is, just not happening for a certain demographic. But once you wrap it in the sticky unguent of banter, all kinds of things come forth. We've only got to look at the boys' WhatsApp group to know what I'm talking about. Yes, there's a bit of filth. Yes, there's some hacked iCloud photos. Yes, we take the piss out of Terry. But now and again, boom, Ricky's not feeling too good. I better check in with Ricky. You've got to hunt for it like a diamond amongst the boobs, porn and foul language. But hidden amongst there now and again is a bloke who needs to share. And that's where we are with our man baggages. Slapped on the desk. And given that I just imitated a scrotum landing on a table, listeners, what a great jumping off point to say that today's subject, I would say this plagues men from the moment they have language until they die in their own urine in the nursing home. They will get this one at them. Why are you so immature? Why do men never grow up? This is a real biggie, and it's a biggie in two directions. It's a biggie because I also feel bad for girls. I've got a daughter now. Five-year-old daughter is easily the funniest girl in her class. My friend's daughter is 9, easily the funniest girl in her class. In fact, thinking back, it wasn't really about whether you were a boy or a girl. There was just funny fuckers and people who weren't funny fuckers. And yet all of those funny, show-off, immature girls vanished when puberty hit. Why? Are girls less immature than men? Do they lose something in that ability? Does society, with its structure set up, stop girls being able to express that side of themselves? Is it inborn? Who knows? And here to help me unpick it, Ariel Free, to free her opinions, and fellow disc spinner, Ricky Haywood-Williams, also here. What a pair of, I feel I should just like lay a bed down so we can have a discussion as we crash into the news.
Yo, what's going on, bro?
The back timings will be great.
Welcome to both of you. Now, I'm not going to be so rude as to ask your actual clock ages, but we know it wouldn't make a bog bit of difference. Were we all 30, for example, would make any difference to this maturity debate. If we were all 30, Ricky and I could pick in the air how immature we want to be today. We could probably fart loudly in the pub and our friends would laugh. Ariel, free to fart loudly in the pub? Not free. You think you are, you're not. Are women more mature than men? Go.
It was interesting that analogy you used when we hit teenage puberty, that we suddenly stop being funny. I don't know if it's we suddenly stop being funny, we suddenly start being hiding things. Mm-hmm. So we don't talk about periods really, or about consent and all those things, and we have to deal with it ourselves as teenagers. In fact, the only, I mean, you say we get like, we hit our teenage years. I do remember getting sex education talk about sanitary towels, and all we did was just take them and stick them in the walls of the toilet. So I don't know how mature that was.
But the boys did that as well. That was easy, yeah, to be fair.
That's true.
They really do fly. I was a champion. I could 100 metres.
I think it's
100 metres with a 5 decibel slap.
My favourite thing was putting the tampons in the water and seeing it going like that. I was like, amazing. I couldn't understand how that fit up there. I was like, oh my God.
That and knickknacks. The other, if you put knickknacks or crisps in water, they do exactly the same as tampons. So they get science on this show as well.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, I shouldn't have said funny. What I meant was an impulse to show off, of which funniness is just one component. Girls seem to lose that permission, if you like, Ariel, to show off.
I think because physically we change massively when we hit teenage years. We get boobs and we get bums and hips and we get acne. And I know boys get that as well, but I feel like ours are much more aware when we have boobs or we don't get boobs. And why do we not get boobs? Because she's got boobs. She's 13 now. Why? No. So I think maybe it's the physical changes that we go through. Yeah.
Ricky, what do you think? I mean, I know you hit teenage years. You did get pecs. You did get glutes. You did get acne. So that's all of those shot down. And do you think it's a biological truth? If we land into some random tribe in South America, we're going to observe the same slower maturing of men that we are going to observe in a Western country like we live in a city like London or Manchester. Is it a biological fact?
I think it is, and simply because, obviously, going through it as a teenager and whatnot, I didn't notice the fact that girls go through this stuff way before guys do. Like, I grew up in a household with just boys. Like, my mum was she was the odd one out. There's myself, my two younger twin brothers, and my smallest brother. So yeah, 5-1. My mum was like, you know,
testosterone,
the odd one out. So
exactly.
It wasn't until quite recently that I realized like the kind of depth of the situation. I've got a daughter myself. She's 9 now. And my daughter, my partner's daughter, so my stepdaughter, is it's a cacophony of estrogen that I've never experienced before. And when you're living with it, you can't escape. And I've never experienced that before. It's a lot to deal with. And like, obviously my daughter's 9. So she's just starting to go through, like, you know, her body's starting to change. She's starting to kind of like fill out a little bit. And there's been loads of times when I've just been like, what's wrong with her? Why is she slamming that door? Like, what did I say? And my girlfriend's like, it's hormones. And I'm like, but she's 9, like 9. So if my daughter's going through that at 9, when I was a 9-year-old, like I can't fathom me at 9 and my female classmates going through, like, having to deal with hormones and things like that at that stage. So I was oblivious to it until quite recently.
So that fascinating. Interestingly, we do have some information on what the brains do. So whether this genuinely has an impact, whether we can adapt and evolve beyond it, we don't know. What we do know is that females optimize neural connections earlier. Lol, what a surprise. Ooh. Girls mature faster than boys actually do. Scientists believe that their brains can develop up to 10 years earlier. In fact, in a previous episode of Boys Don't Cry, there's a lot of argument the frontal cortex part of the man, the bit that makes you not want to be a shit because you might hurt other people's feelings, doesn't finish growing till a man is 40. I'm so sorry about that, girls, to reveal that. But this is what I always say. Now, I say to some of my friends, I've got female friends are like 30, 32. She goes, I'm dating this guy, he's so hot. And go, how old is he? 27, when you fucked?
Don't say that.
You're 10 years ahead of him.
You're
10 years ahead maturity. He's 10 years behind. There's a 17-year-old banging a 45-year-old emotionally.
It's true, though. It's so true.
In a study, it was discovered that as the brain matures, it begins to remove neural connections which are stored, which it doesn't think are important. In other words, men's brains are still enjoying doing the unimportant glittery bits, pulling your trousers down, streaking across a field, going Ibiza. It's still these little wires that most people would have ripped out. If you open the circuit board and go, well, that's fucked, that one's blown, that wire's doing nothing. Girls ripped that out earlier, that's shit, that doesn't do anything. Men are like, I fucking leave the wires in, fuck it. The connections in the brain that are not used tend to shrink and evaporate due to lack of use. This is called fire and wire, and girls just get their shit sorted earlier.
Wow.
Uncomfortable listening. For me too, I don't want to hear that shit. My daughter's got to go through that. She's going to be dating bellends who aren't going to be able to not cheat till they're 40. This is why men still such bad cheats in their 20s and 30s. It's not, yes, it's a higher sex drive and it's a sexist society and blah de blah, but literally the part of the brain that says that's probably not a good idea doesn't fully get plugged in until the fuckers are 39.
Do you have like a year of when those facts were made, like that investigation when that study was made? Like, was that a recent study?
I'm pretty sure a producer will drop that in and we can wild that. But it's a known fact that the evolutionary theory about why this might be the case, if you're interested, is back in the day when we were all living in the cave and we died if I didn't go and smash a venison haunch off the nearby tribe. If I had any sort of empathy remaining when I'm at my physical peak in 20s and 30s, I'm probably not going to cave the head in of the person trying to steal our shit. Ergo, there would be evolutionary pressure on men to mature more slowly and their empathy to mature more slowly. That's the theory.
Right, yeah.
And the other way around for women who kept the peace and kept shit running.
I wonder how much that stands on in the modern world, because the whole thing you were saying about people cheating and not caring about other people's feelings, I feel like boys in time, years gone by, were the ones who had affairs and played and were players. And actually now, with women being much more accepted of having sex with who they want, when they want, how they want, it's a lot more acceptable. So I wonder, and I know friends who've cheated, women who've cheated on men and whatnot as well. So I wonder, that's why I was asking how recent it was, because...
It's June 2017, that
study. Gosh, it's actually quite recent, yeah.
So we're not talking about the facility to sleep around. We're not pegging that to maturity. Bang away, whatever the age, by all means. the argument would being that the part that would torture you about, oh my God, what have I done? I've cheated on him, I feel awful, it develops more early in a woman than a man. The empathy. Yeah. And you've only got to look, if any of you are lucky to have granddad like I do, the granddad that's hard. My granddad was a fucking hunter, like to go take out animals with a gun, a man's man, same as my dad. But they start eyes filling up in their 50s and 60s and crying at stupid shit on the telly.
Right.
You know, it's men are more of a work in progress emotionally. It's just a fact of science. It's not a good fact, Ariel. Nothing in our favour in that fact.
I agree with that. I taking it back to school days, Russ. I think I think there was a period of time, like maybe like 13, 14, when girls are kind of like, you know, they could, you know, put their makeup on and they could like get into the, you know, the local club or whatever. They come back with their stories and be like to the boys who couldn't, because we couldn't make ourselves look 3-4 years older, and they'd just be like, oh, you're so immature. Like, you're so immature. And then you get like the older boys that would then start taking interest in like the girls from your year and whatnot. So then as a younger boy, or a boy of like a similar age to like your female peers, you then
or
start
virgin,
to...
Or virgin, as it was known.
Or virgin. Correct.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
For a long time. Till my forearm muscle was rippling beyond actual physical belief. It's still bigger than my bicep to this day.
Massive. Look at the veins on that.
Not, You can tell how long you were single for by the fact your forearm's more muscly than your bicep.
But yeah, guys would just lie. You just lie. You develop this kind of persona to try and be mature, but really, you weren't. And that I think that kind of carries on for a long time after you leave your teenage years.
Do you think that there's some elements in life that men are more mature? Like, I think, I don't know, I'm not certainly like putting it in a pigeonhole business, but I certainly feel like I was a lot further behind my male peers when it came to actually establishing, like, I don't know, a structure of like business in my life. Maybe that's just because I'm a creative, to put anything on it.
You mean like the settling down of the chaotic elements might come more slowly?
Yeah.
There's no evidence. In fact, the evidence is I'm afraid, yet again, the other way around, that you're more likely to be a single guy in a studio flat wanking into a sock aged 40 than a single woman. It's just
really
a statistical fact.
Oh, that's great. That's okay. My boyfriend always says he'll dump me at 40, so...
Well, there'll be loads of hot 50-year-olds waiting for Ariel. Don't despair.
And he just looks at me and goes, you're my future divorcee. And I'm like, thanks, gorgeous.
I wanted to pick apart because the word immature, I think we can universally say is negative. It's not. I mean, now some guys will do it ironically. I'm just immature. It's who I am, and wear it like a badge on a lad's night out, maybe. But I think we can put it in the bin. The words I'm interested more are childish and childlike. Childlike, a very, very positive trait, and one that men seem to hog in the dating game, in business area, in life generally. And men seem to have a green light to be as childlike as they like and it to be endearing. He's got a boyish, he's in his 40s, and he's still so boyish and childlike. Whereas when you say it about a woman, they seem to have shades of criticism in it, which shouldn't be there. That's just downright sexism for me. Mm. And do you think this idea of being childlike, how much of it is in your life, Ariel? Do you still find it easy?
Hugely, because I haven't chosen a path to have a family and settle down. And whereas a lot of women my age and a lot of my friends have, it's particularly in lockdown, Jesus Christ, everyone's shooting out babies. But I think a lot of people look at me, and I've had it as judgment before, and be like, oh, you're the one that's always out, or you're the one that isn't, like, or you're always just working. And it's almost deemed as like a kind of child, like you say, childlike quality, because I have decided not to grow up or not act my age. But actually, I think the modern world has given me a choice of being able to do things that I want to do at my age, and I can think about those things later on in life. But I think there's definitely a judgment, particularly from other women, and actually men as well, about women who haven't chosen to have children by the time they're like 35 or not settled down. I haven't bought the dream home and all that stuff. So definitely within my world, I know a lot of women are judged for being childlike and childish, because it's particularly the industry that I work in.
Yeah, for maturing more slowly. If we take it more literally, Ricky, like let's say we're two single guys and we're out and we're stood at the bar. I quite like this story so far. And
what are we having? What are we having?
Let's just see where it goes. And no, married. But no. Do you ever have to do that? Just touch both temples and go married.
Are you literally chatting? You do,
it's called a married reset. You just touch your temples and go married, and it sorts you out. I would recommend that as a tip to some guys if you feel stirrings. No, we're at the bar. There's two girls giggling, eyeing, and then, you know, either one of us could do a silly face, stick some straws up our nose, or I could jump on your back or something, or I could maybe... If we were in a Wetherspoons, go, expose your bum as a joke, all the other lads clap, and the girls be like, those two, oh my God, it would be attractive. Yeah. What if we start looking at those two girls, we're at the bar being the cool lads, and they start sticking straws up their nose and doing, like, pretending to fart and do childlike things?
Yeah.
It doesn't have a sexual attraction. I'm interested in the sexual attraction a woman can feel for a man sticking straws up his nose, but we see it again and again. I had to. I'm 5'10", got no muscles on me, yet time and time again I would pull just based on being an idiot. This fascinates me.
But yeah. It's funny you say that, because my brother, sorry to interrupt you, Ricky, my brother is very funny. Like, he's the comedy, he's the joker. He always has been, and he is also quite short, so I wonder if that's why. But, and I was, when you
I'm not short, 5'10's average, just to be absolutely clear.
No, diamonds weren't made the size of bricks, it's fine, but... I was thinking maturity. People would say that he's immature because he's the joker, but actually he is quite mature. So is it the comedy thing or like that makes people think, grow up? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like that.
Well, let's just strip the pure funny out of it for a second, Ricky. Like, if I'm jumping on your back and we're going around the bar, yeah, it's funny to a certain extent. If we like have a mock row and I chase you out to the car, well, if we're just being a bit childlike, it can be appealing. Do you not worry for your daughter that The men own that world, that freedom, that to act, even though it's not being done with innocence, it's being done cynically. To attract, we can, if we like, live our lives with an innocence.
Yeah. Do I worry for my daughter in that scenario? No, because I think I can.
She's robbed
always...
of something. She's got her heels. Got to do all this shit. I don't want my daughter to be doing that. Sat with her like she's got a rod up her back, having to pout when I know really she's a clown.
Yeah. I'd like to think that I'm giving my daughter like the knowledge and the tools to be able to just be herself and not to kind of like conform to any of that stuff. And obviously, growing up as a guy, I was single for a really, really long time. I know all the tricks, so I'm going to give her many, many, many chats just to give a heads up as to, you know, like that.
Will you be honest about your conquests and whatnot to your daughter?
That's a lot of stories. Have you got that amount of time to tell those stories? Just in volumes. Volume 1.
I'm going to try.
Volume 1, chapter 17. Night 7.
I'm going to try.
There were some twins in Las Vegas.
Crawley.
I've got, by the way, just before we continue, I've got the confirmed figure. Men finally grow up at the age of 43. I was out by 3 years. It's a full 11 years after the last mature point of a woman, like 30s being pessimistic, according to a new survey. A study into the differences between the maturity and genders revealed both when men and women agree to remain immature in their 20s.
Yeah.
But the science suggests that men genuinely aren't until they're 43. I find that quite depressing.
It's depressing, but it rings so true because I don't know if anybody ever feels grown up, but I don't feel like a grown. I look at my parents when they were my age, and I feel way off of that kind of responsibility that I feel like they had, and that kind of just that. The ideology of what I think they kind of like instilled in me as to what a grown up might be. I don't feel like I'm anywhere near that. I don't know whether that's like Ariel was saying, you know, like the choice of career that I've gone into and the landscape of that and whatnot. But yeah, I feel like an absolute failure at adulting. Right?
Let's talk about our careers because we're all in creative professions. Do you think maturity hampers creativity, that you can become so grown up you can no longer... I've never experienced it. I've stayed a complete 12-year-old. I have to for my job. The more 12-year-old I am, the more money I earn. It's as simple, as cynical as that. Every time I act like a child, I buy a Rolex, basically.
I think there's definitely pressure on me to stay young in my job because my audience is young and to be eternally young. And there's definitely... I mean, there was actually Edith Bowman talked about it recently, and Fern Cotton, about when they both said that they were pregnant, and actually how scared they were to tell the big bosses at the BBC because they thought they were going to suddenly be uncool or suddenly be the old mum or like mature. You know, this is what we're talking about. So, I definitely think in that perspective, I've done a lot of stuff to keep me young, but because I'm conscious of it in my industry.
Yeah.
But the actual act of being creative, so say like. For example, if we're trying to brainstorm a show, what we're going to do, we're trying to put together a 2-hour. We got Radio 1 for 2 hours on the Sunday and come up with fun whiz-bang games. There's a lot of study that suggests the more you can access that inner child, like the way when you say to a 5-year-old, what should we do? The world is, it's just like they can think of anything, pull anything from the universe. Yeah. And I'm wondering whether maturity closes off the actual creative act itself, not the need to act young, the act of creation. Do you see what I mean? What do you think, Ricky?
I agree with that, like 100%. I think a good example of that is one of my best mates who you both know, Melvin O'Doom. So Melvin, out of the two of us,
he's 12, isn't he?
He's absolutely hilarious. But the funny thing is, like in terms of like
our... as well. He didn't like me saying that.
Big up, Yona. Our personas in terms of what the world sees, obviously Melvin's like hilarious. He's brilliant. He's a comical genius. But in terms of like what the world doesn't see... He's way more serious than I am, like way more serious, way more organized, way more just like he doesn't take risks. He's very calculated. Whereas I'm the complete opposite. So we kind of balance each other out.
So without causing a rift between the two of you, in a creative brainstorm, are you more likely to come up with something a bit more left field and wonky than him, where he's playing it safe?
I'm more likely to try stuff over Melvin. Right. But once Melvin's on board, he'll do anything. He'll do anything. But he takes more kind of coercing into doing stuff. Like all the time.
A bit more.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you think technology is stunting our maturity as well, Aris? Do you think that social media is affecting how we perceive our... I mean, look at the state of me. For fuck's sake, I'm 46 in August. What the fuck?
Are you really?
Do you want to see what 46-year-olds used to look like, literally about 20 years ago? They were just... and I'm like, I'm planning my beefer. I'm like closing parties with my vaccine certificate. I'm fucking hitting the gym. I've dropped 1% body fat. You know, still chasing wifey around the house and I'm not knocking on the door with my hand. You know, what do you think technology... What's doing this? What's making it? It's not just the products we're using and the beauty therapies we're doing. There's something else going on. And I'm wondering whether it's social media reflecting back on us. I swear I pressed pause on something.
Who was it? Nigella Lawson celebrated her 60th birthday recently. And I was like, holy shit, if I look like that at 60, fuck, come on.
Yeah, she's hotter than Amika Wave.
The Amika Wave waves. But I was like, in my head, I was like, I don't understand, like, how she looks so youthful, but also, like, you know, I don't know if it's social media per se, definitely technology, because we now have the technology to make our faces physically look younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But outside of the physical aspect, which clearly something's going on, because we don't look like, if you dig out pictures of your mums and dads when we're the ages we are now, I'm not being horrible, they don't look like us. I'm just telling you how
it is. Why is that? It's a bit like when you look at, like, old, like, footballers from back in the day. They're all similar ages as what they are now.
They'll be 26 and they'll be like a beard with one tooth and a forehead.
They look ancient.
Right, we're going to take a break there. I'm just going to go and cover myself in jelly and then run around the garden pretending to be a jellyfish. And then we'll be back for part two.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.